Chapter 32, The Snake Ate 5 Petals.
Well, okay. 5 minutes are up. I'm going to quickly go back up to the petals of the lotus. Observe them. Look for the Kundalini snake. And then ask her what the signs actually mean. And so I'm closing my eyes in the first chakra of earth, where I slept so sweetly in that comfortable bed the elephant with 7 trunks made for me. And I'll appear in the lotus. Ah-oo, snake. Ah-oo. Oh, the baby wolf. Cute baby wolf. But why are you so sad? You look like you're going to cry any second now. Baby wolf. What happened, sweet baby wolf?
The snake. She ate 5 of my petals.
What did you say?
Yes, she came and ate them. 5 of them. 5 petals of my lotus. And now she's gone up to the 8th chakra, a bit higher, and is sleeping. Oh, I can't believe it. She lied.
I'll go talk to her now. She's in the 8th chakra. Snake, quickly wake up. Quickly. I'll tickle her tail with my cute tail. Snake! Why did you eat 5 petals of the lotus? You promised not to eat them.
I really like the lotus. Really love it.
Give her back the 5 petals now, or the baby wolf will blow you down back to the ground.
Let her.
So you want to be alone? Completely alone. Your silence is the sign of agreement. Baby wolf, blow the snake down. Blow her. Blow her away.
Okay, I blew her away, but I'm afraid she's going to return now and will continue to eat my dear petals.
I allow you to blow her down with your army of waves until I think of something. Sweet, adorable baby wolf. I'll go and tell the baby elephant everything. Maybe he'll have some kind of idea. Baby elephant. But the baby elephant's gone. There's only apples. Ah-oo.
I'm so tired. I'll probably go back to sleep in my own chakra. And then I'll come back to him. Well, I'll have to. I'll come back in the morning. I'll discuss this with him and get his advice.
Oh.